Chapter 7.
Fillies and gentle colts, please put your hooves together for the,
announcer barely got out the word, Wonderbolts, before the crowd went wild. Ponies screamed and cheered as the Wonderbolts soared over the stadium into the arena. Celestia had just lowered the sun, and giant lights pointing skyward illuminated the Pegasi's trademark blue and gold uniforms as they streaked across the star-filled night. The seating for the Canterlot Royal Arena was built into the side of a huge cliff for perfect viewing. Hundreds of ponies filled the stands, stomping their hooves with excitement as a crew of Pegasi shifted cloud and rainbow obstacles into place for the Wonderbolts' daring manoeuvres. Usually, Scootaloo would have been cheering louder than any pony, but with everything going on, she was having trouble focusing.
"Wow!" exclaimed Lily Moon. "Go, Rainbow Dash!" Sweetie Belle and Apple Bloom screamed.
Sweetie Belle nudged Scootaloo.
"Hey, you okay?"
Scootaloo glanced over at Amber Moon. Before the show had started, Amber Moon suggested they tell the others what they had heard on the train, but Scootaloo had insisted they wait until after the Wonderbolts' performance. She knew Rainbow Dash loved nothing more than performing for her friends, and she wanted every pony's focus to be on her hero. The mystery stuff could wait until later.
"I'm fine,"
she lied. Scootaloo looked up at the Wonderbolts flying in formation. She easily spotted Rainbow Dash and smiled. Rainbow Dash always got annoyed with this part of the performance because she said she had to fly slower than she wanted in order to keep pace with the others. But despite that, she always managed to fly at exactly the right speed. Rainbow Dash, Soarin', Spitfire and the others were all perfectly in sync. Scootaloo glanced over at Apple Bloom. She realised that not being perfectly in sync with her best friend was bothering her just as much as the problem with the Oldham pony. Apple Bloom glanced over and saw Scootaloo looking at her. She gave a small smile and waved. Scootaloo smiled back. Maybe everything would be... The Oldham pony's voice cut through the crowd like a knife.
"Where is my rusty horseshoe?"
Scootaloo could feel Amber Moon tense up beside her. But this time, she saw Apple Bloom, Sweetie Belle and Lily Moon freeze as well.
"Rusty horseshoe?" Sweetie Belle squeaked.
"You heard that?"
Scootaloo asked. Apple Bloom nodded, her eyes wide.
"Not just heard it,"
Lily Moon said, pointing at the stairs below their seats. The Oldham pony was slowly hobbling toward them, her red eye glaring balefully at them.
"I know you have it,"
she croaked, pointing at them.
"Give it to me."
But this time Scootaloo was ready. Back when she'd still had nightmares about the Oldham pony, there had been one way to stop her. Scootaloo pulled a rusty horseshoe out of her saddlebag and tossed it toward the ancient mare.
"Take it!"
Scootaloo cried. The Oldham pony squinted down at the horseshoe. Then she gave Scootaloo a wicked smile.
"That's not going to work this time, dearie."
Scootaloo gasped as the Oldham pony kicked the horseshoe away and kept stalking toward them.
"Every pony stay calm," Amber Moon said, taking charge. "We don't know what she is, but we know she isn't real. She can't hurt us."
Scootaloo glanced at the ponies behind and around them. They were whispering to one another and starting to look at the CMCs and their friends strangely. It was obvious that none of the other audience members could see the Oldham pony. Scootaloo looked back down to the stairs and gulped. The Oldham pony was gone.
"Not real. Can't hurt you."
Stale breath brushed Scootaloo's neck.
dreading what she'd see, but knowing she had to look, she slowly turned. The olden pony was standing right next to her. The ancient mare reached out her hoof and shoved Scootaloo's shoulder. Scootaloo stumbled backward.
"She can touch us!"
Scootaloo yelled. More ponies in the crowd turned to see what was going on. The olden pony cackled, the sound of dead leaves tossed in a winter gale.
"Now, where is it?"
the olden pony demanded. "Run!" Applebloom yelled. The fillies all scrambled away from the terrifying ancient mare.
"Hey, watch it! What are you doing?"
Ponies yelled as the Crusaders and the Moon Sisters pushed through the crowd in a panic.
"Wait," shouted Amber Moon. "Even if we escape, aren't the rest of these ponies in danger?"
"I don't know," Scootaloo admitted.
At that, Amber Moon turned and started running up the stairs in the opposite direction of the exit.
"Where are you going?" Applebloom called.
"The stands aren't safe. Some pony needs to stop the show," Amber Moon yelled back.
"Stop the show?" Scootaloo yelped.
She looked at Applebloom and Sweetie Belle, panicked.
"We can't stop the show!"
Applebloom pointed at the olden pony, who was closing in on them, moving surprisingly fast for her apparent age.
"We got bigger problems right now, don't you think?"
The fillies rushed to the top of the stadium. Amber Moon burst into the announcer's booth, the others right behind her. The announcer pony turned and looked at them in shock.
"Hey, you ponies can't be in here," he exclaimed.
"We have to stop the show right now," Amber Moon said firmly.
"What? Why?" the pony asked.
"Yes, why?"
The olden pony was suddenly standing behind the announcer. He didn't seem to hear her and just kept staring at the fillies.
"Afraid I'm going to scare every pony, cause them to panic."
With a wicked smile, she reached out and pulled a lever. All the lights in the stadium turned off, leaving every pony in total darkness.
"What happened?"
the announcer yelled. Outside the booth, ponies started yelling and screaming in confusion and panic. Scootaloo couldn't see anything. All she could hear was the laughter of the olden pony echoing in her ears.